Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
That means the bank vault is officially open, Kid Nation. If you would like to get inside the vault and win up to $1,000, do call us right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
That number is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will go ahead and take caller number 13 because that's Kelly's favorite number.
All right.
We'll play Beat the Bank. And
your attention, please.
Oh, interesting. We have an announcement. Remember yesterday we said we had a big announcement about Beat the Bank?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
What is that big announcement, Mr. JC?
So you can win up to $1,000 playing Beat the Bank this week. But next week, you guys?
Yeah.
It doubles.
Oh!
Wait, how? What?
Went up to $2,000 beginning Monday at 6:50 and 7:50 Central.
Does the big boss know about this?
Nope.
Because he's kind of tight.
Nope.
All right.
We just figured we'd do it and see what he thinks.
Oh, boy.
You know?
All right.
Like, why not?
Okay.
What's George going to say? No now after we said it on the radio?
I know,
can't do
bad.
That.
Oh, boy.
You look real bad.
I'm not going to be the one to tell him.
What are we going to get suspended?
Maybe.
No way.
I know, I'm not.
Plus, he's out of town. So
I'm with Kelly.
I didn't say it.
You guys would let me take the blame?
Yeah.
You said it.
You just said it.
Oh, it was a team effort.
This was news to me.
We talked about it.
No knowledge.
I didn't know.
Nick's in studio. He talked about it with me.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah, good. See, Nick's in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not going to fire Nick. Nick's expecting a baby.
Yeah. Nick's a father-to-be.
Father-to-be.
Producer extraordinaire.
My wife is at 14 weeks today.
Yay. Right.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
How long before you find out the sex, or are y'all going
We actually already did. We did a blood test, and it tells you the gender early, and we're having a boy. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Nick
Jr. You know my friend did this.
Yes.
And then it was wrong.
Oh, really?
Need to get that check
she was
again.
Telling me about this.
The blood
yes,
was wrong?
They were totally certain she was having a girl. And then when she went in, when she was, I guess, I don't know how it all works. I'm terrible with this terminology. But yeah, when she was far enough along, they could actually like 100% tell. Yeah. Boy.
They still named him Stephanie.
Yeah, he's got
they
a
love
pink,
the name.
Stephon.
He's got a pink room.
Yeah. Nick, you just got a new wardrobe thanks to part-time Justin, I heard.
Oh, yeah. So Friday after the show, part-time Justin and I, we went on a little afternoon guy date.
Uh-huh.
And we went shopping.
Yeah.
So I was just hanging out and I said, you know what? I need some new shirts. I'm going to go pick out some new clothes. And Justin said, well, I'll go too. So we went, and it was the first time I've been shopping in a long time, and it's the first time I've ever been shopping with Justin.
What's
and,
your usual wardrobe, though? Like,
oh,
what you're wearing today?
I'm pretty plain Jane. It's usually a polo or a button-up and some jeans.
I would have gone plain
that's
John.
It. But that's
usually
uniform.
That's
are
usually
you very
it.
J. Crew?
J. Crew and polo are usually the ones that I stick with.
I
throw
would,
in a little
I
gap.
Describe
every now and then.
You as J. Crew.
Yeah,
like
a little
preppy, but always put together. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have a usual style. And so while we were shopping, we were at J. Crew, and Justin said, let me pick out an outfit for you, and you pick out an outfit for me. We'll try them on, and we'll see
good idea.
What we think.
I love how he dressed you.
You looked,
did?
You looked
oh, my
great.
Gosh.
You did.
I didn't.
Yeah, so what
TV, watch
I picked
TV.
Out, I picked out, I picked out clothes that he would actually wear.
Uh-huh.
You
and
look
so he picked
hipster.
Out. Yeah, he picked out clothes that he thinks I should wear.
No, he picked out clothes he would
he
wear.
Would wear.
Yeah.
You cut his head off and put it on your body. I would think that was just.
I love the sunglasses. So what do you think about the sunglasses?
I love the sunglasses, but he had me with like a short sleeve button up shirt. It was blue and it has some sort
paisley?
Of pattern paisley
and
something
and it was
on
fitted.
It.
Like you
the
look
short
like,
sleeve button ups are hard to pull off.
And it was buttoned up all the way to the top. Every button was buttoned, and I don't really pull that style off very well.
You looked cool, except the shorts were a little too short for you.
I'm fine with some short shorts. I'm fine with shorts. That's fine. But everything else, no bueno.
I like the glasses.
I like those glasses too.
Those
glasses
are
great.
Those are the cool kind of sunglasses to wear.
Old school glasses.
And you kept the shirt? You're going to keep that one?
No, I didn't buy any of it. No way. No way. We just tried it on. No way. No way.
Okay.
So you basically played dress up.
Yeah, we just played dress up for a second. It was pretty funny because, I don't know, we felt like little girls going, you try this on, you try this on. So we did not share a dressing room, though.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what
we
you
have to
just,
throw back to the time that I made Nick wear a prom dress when we were shopping for prom patrol. You look great in the dress.
Yes, yes.
You have good legs.
Do I? Thank you. Kelly, you say that's your best feature. I don't know what my best feature is. But
legs.
I would argue legs.
Oh,
okay.
Your legs.
I'm going to go with Kelly on that.
Well, thank you,
I mean,
you guys.
Just because I'm just going to go with Kelly on that.
Yeah. So, Nick, you're a big fan of Tina Fey, right?
You guys, I love Tina Fey. And this is what I came in here to chat about. So, Tina Fey, She slipped in a joke to Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. That's her new show that's on Netflix. Okay. Season 2 just hit.
Yeah.
I love that show. Uh-huh. I love everything Tina Fey does.
It's worth it.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. And so my wife and I, we were binge watching it over the weekend, and there's a joke in there that Tina slipped in, and it's great. But you got to do a little background. I got to set this joke up for you.
Okay.
And it has to do with something else I love, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Okay. So back in 2013, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey were hosting the Golden Globes.
Okay. Yes. I remember that.
Okay.
Yep.
And that was right around when Taylor Swift and Harry Styles broke up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Also during the Golden Globes, Michael J. Fox's son, I think his name is Sam, he was Mr. Golden Globe.
Right,
okay.
Right. Yep. I remember she made a joke about that.
Yeah. So Sam, Mr. Golden Globe, walked off stage and Tina and Amy made this joke.
Yeah.
You know what, Taylor Swift? You stay away from Michael J. Fox's son.
Go for it.
No, she needs some me time to learn about herself.
All right.
Funny joke.
I remember that. Yeah.
The audience loved it.
Okay. Sure.
And so Taylor did not like that at all. So a few months later in a Vanity Fair article.
I wonder if her people called.
They do.
Probably.
Her people are on it.
They call a lot.
Yeah.
They do. So a few months later in an interview, Taylor was asked about that joke. And she said, quote, "There is a special place in hell for women who don't help other women."
See,
I remember that.
That's a Katie Couric quote. She was quoting Katie Couric.
Gotcha.
Who knows who quoted who? Katie quoted. That wasn't like
that.
That wasn't a bad joke.
Oh my gosh, you're boy crazy. Yeah, she seemingly was boy crazy. So what does it matter?
And so now, fast forward to 2016.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on episode 9. Of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, season 2.
I can't believe you're already on 9.
Yeah.
Which
it's
is
such
awesome
a good show. It's
because
so
I'm watching it, but
good.
It just came out. I know.
Yes.
I know.
And so at 7 minutes and 35 seconds into episode 9,
oh my gosh,
there's a really great joke. So Kimmy Schmidt, she lives in New York with her roommate Titus. Titus is hilarious. He's right now he's hogging the bathroom in the bathtub because his Barbies need to like soak out their perm or something like that. So it's so weird. It's a weird setup. But anyways, so now we hear this little line in season 2.
Okay.
How could you do this to my Barbies? You know there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women.
Tina Fey, she just slid that in there. Most people, it's a funny line, but
you caught it.
But, well, I mean, I saw an article. Someone else caught it.
You caught
it.
Nothing with celebrity women gets by you, Nick.
That's right. I've got my finger on the pulse there. So, but that was just pretty funny. I thought, man, Tina Fey, she thinks of everything.
She's great.
Well played, ma'am.
She's great. That's a good show.
Like 3 different commercials for 3 different products or something yesterday. She's just all over.
I did watch Sisters, though. Did you guys watch Sisters?
No.
Not yet.
What did you think about it?
I really liked it, but it's...
It was her and Amy Poehler, right?
It's her and Amy Poehler, their sisters, and they throw a party in their childhood home because it's their parents are selling it. Their parents are selling it.
Oh,
yeah,
Amy
Poehler just went through a divorce, and she's gonna sow her wild oats one last time. But it was okay. I thought there was some pretty funny parts.
I definitely laughed
at
moments. It's interesting with them though, because for me, they go from too tame to X-rated real quick.
I like that.
Do you know what I mean?
0 to 100 real
quick. Almost, but you go from like, this is a little lame, to like, whoa.
Yeah, there's a lot of really crazy stuff in the movie, but it was good. It's a good renter.
Right.
It's a good red boxer.
It's a good red box. Mm-hmm.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Approved by Nick.
Approved by me. So.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
Sick. I better work out. Become a meat stick. Beat the bang.
Late.
Oh, you still can. You still can now. That's what Jenna calls dudes. Meat sticks.
Meat sticks.
Yeah. That's what she calls you.
Well, you. Trust me, not all dudes are meat sticks.
You have to get in the gym to be a meat stick.
My bad.
You have to get in the gym.
Little meat stick.
I am dressed for the gym today.
According to Kid Nation, Kelly, we have multiple people that have said that quote.
Yeah, it's like I remember Katie Couric saying it.
Yeah, Katie Couric, and somebody says it's Eleanor Roosevelt, somebody says it's Madeleine Albright.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Started.
We'll just give it to Tina Fey for now.
All right.
We'll just give it to her. Let's meet our contestant this hour. Laura Clanton, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing great. Who were you just talking to?
Huh?
Who were you just talking to?
I'm in the car with my coworker on my way to work.
Oh. Talking about work stuff, huh?
Yeah, and actually, I was kind of laughing about your meat stick comment.
Oh.
Do you like that?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you got give your coworker a shout out.
His name is Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Shout out.
Is Matt a meat stick?
Oh my God. If that, no, not by definition, but he's very cute.
Okay.
There might be
okay,
something okay. A little more going on than just carpooling with
yeah.
You.
Right? Yeah. They're so giggly for so early. Oh.
Is this a work crush, Laura?
Oh, gosh, no. Please don't go there.
Laura's giggly this morning.
All right, we'll leave it alone.
God, I wish I had a hottie to carpool to work with in the morning.
Right
yeah,
with that?
Well, his car blew up, so I got lucky.
Wow. Ooh, you got lucky.
She got lucky. Yeah. See, there's something else going on. Okay. We
I
don't
love
all
it.
Play the game, but something else going on.
All right. Ooh. All right. What do you guys do, Laura?
We work in international freight. I do customs clearances.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you slip things in?
Oh.
Are you trying to get her in trouble, Jenna?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. We'll
yeah,
say.
That's not fair when I haven't had any coffee.
Oh, okay.
All right, Laura. Well, we want you to win some money before you get to work today. So here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's got some money he's going to throw your way. It'll increase the longer you stay in the bank vault. Your job, your only job, is to say stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn. It can get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop then. If you don't and it closes, what happens, Al?
You get nothing. You have to deadhead back home.
Yeah.
She knows what that means if she's in the freight business.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that.
You don't want to deadhead back home, girl.
Deadhead back home? What's that mean?
It means you got an empty truck.
Oh, we don't want that, Laura.
No. Hop on the empty leg.
Yeah, we don't want that. Laura, I'm going to ask for you. How are you feeling, Big Al Mac?
I feel a little bit north of, what's the high? 20. So a little bit north of, like, right in the middle.
North of 20?
A little bit north. I'm trying to think of a highway that goes from east
again,
to west.
Could you say that in a way that everyone understands?
A little north of halfway. How about that?
Okay.
Medium plus, I think, is what he's trying to say. Medium plus.
I'm trying to give her some trucker lingo.
Still a little pink in the center. Pink and warm in the center. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. All right, Laura, let's win you some money. Let's get inside the bank vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
$120.
Mm-hmm.
150.
Uh-huh.
200. 250. 290. 330. 360. 370. 380. 520. 590.
Stop.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Good call. We were freaking out for you there.
Was Matt squeezing your thigh right there to make you say stop?
Stop it.
I actually pulled into work and he got out of the car while I was listening.
Oh, he did?
He's not even there for support?
No.
He had to go.
I think he was trying to keep me from being nervous, and it was distracting because Al was going, or something at the beginning, and I started laughing.
Yeah, Al.
Oh, boy. I'm sure glad you said stop, though, girl.
Laura, by chance, are you married?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Nope. Some guy just texted and said, she has a husband. I thought that was your husband. All right, Laura.
No.
You're going ready to mingle.
Uh-huh.
You got $590, Laura. Let's see if you bailed out at the very last second, just for fun.
All right.
$640.
Okay, we're still
good. Oh. Yeah! Job. Al was right on that one. He had 620
right
now. I had
620 on mine. So
well,
yes.
Played.
Good job, girl. Good job.
What you going to do with 590?
Actually, my 18-year-old daughter has just found out she's probably going to have to have knee surgery, so that'll be real handy for that.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Man. Well, good luck with that surgery. Hopefully, you can buy yourself something nice, too, on the side there, okay?
Get something for Matt, too, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, buy Matt some lunch or something today, Lori. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you bet. He's my good luck charm now.
There you go.
Yeah, he is.
All right, hold on. We'll get you all set up, Laura. We'll play Beat the Bank again in less than 1 hour.
Good luck charm.
Easy, Al. Just a carpool.
Gosh, that would make mornings great. I want some, like, carpool eye candy.
What carpool with Al?
I can have carpool.
You can.
You can with the meat stick.
I just realized after doing a little internet search that JC's new home is 2.6 miles away from mine.
There you go.
Are you guys going to carpool?
I don't see why we shouldn't.
I can appear there in two minutes.
But, Kelly, you lunch a lot.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I haven't been lunching
You have too
lately.
Many things. You have too many things.
Going yeah, on. You have things. You have a lot. Yeah. I don't know. You have so much.
Yes. Yeah.
So much.
You have so many women's events.
I refuse your carpool.
I mean, every time we're, a lot of times I got to get out of here. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. You have a lot of stuff. You're a lady that lunches.
You know what? Last night on Real Housewives of Dallas, it was featured the Mad Hatter's Tea Party from last year. They were filming it at that time, not telling everybody it was for Real Housewives of Dallas. They just said it's just some reality show they're seeing that's going to get off the ground. They were calling it something else.
Yeah.
I'm emceeing it this week.
Oh, it could have been you.
The Mad Hatter's, no.
You don't want to?
Oh, it was all, I mean, it's the entire show last night. The entire show.
Yeah. Real Housewives of Dallas.
Was about poop.
Ugh. That's so Southern and ladylike.
Man.
It was nonstop. It was to the point where enough is enough. Last week was about pooping and tooting.
You know what's enough? Nothing. Never talking about it. That's enough.
That's enough.
It was too much.
One joke is too much.
It was the beating a dead horse and beating poop.
A gassy
it's
dead
ridiculous.
Horse.
It's absolutely, it was embarrassing.
Wow.
Maybe it'll get better.
I hope
good luck hosting the party.
How was the show other than the poop talk?
I can't tell you because that's the entire show was about this girl going to show everybody that I don't care what people think. So she makes a hat covered in poop and wears it to the Mad Hatter's party.
Are you kidding?
No. And it's the funniest thing ever. And then one of them, the doctor's wife, takes a piece of poop and puts it in Leanne's seat because we're all such mature women. We're going to make
Are we talking about the same thing here?
Yeah.
Poop. No, real poop.
It's pretend poop.
Oh.
I mean, they put a poop log in her seat at a women's charity luncheon because we're so fun. We're so fun and we don't care what people think. It was embarrassing.
Awful.
It was embarrassing. I can't.
Yeah.
That's not entertainment to me.
I might watch it.
Look at you trying. You're trying.
You're trying to watch it.
Trying to support
it. Excited.
I'm excited.
But now he's on board.
Jason will be watching it.
Whoa.
All right, this right here is Kiki Palmer.
Yes.
Seen her in Scream Queens. She'll be joining us for a nice little chat on the show next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's get to know our guest.
Yes.
Right there is called Enemies with a Z featuring Jeremiah.
It's always cool when you put a Z on it.
Definitely cued in on the Z there, yes.
Kiki Palmer's here, everybody.
Hey, what the heck?
What's going on?
Oh, Mama's going to be mad at me. I mean, my daughter's going to be mad with me because I didn't let her out of school to come meet you.
Oh, what's up with that, Mom?
I know.
It's not
bad
good.
Mom. Bad mom wanting my kid to get edumacated.
It's too early, anyway.
Yeah. How'd she get to know Kiki? Was it?
Well, from Disney Channel.
From Disney.
Oh, yes, Disney.
We go back to that.
How long you been acting now? When did you start?
I started acting when I was 9, so it's been like almost 14 years.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Was it your choice or your mama?
Well, originally I sang in church. And it was kind of weird how it happened, right? Because I was like singing in church and stuff like that, so my parents knew that I liked music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were reading in the newspaper about Lion King auditions, like, you know, just into the Chicago theater, and they asked if I wanted to go down. I didn't know anything about acting, but I just, you know, I like to sing and stuff. So I was like, sure, why not? Sounds like a fun little thing. And then I went, and that's when I like discovered acting as well. And I was like, I want to do both of these. I want to do this, you know what I mean? And so my mom and dad helped me from that point.
Okay, that's cool.
Were you in The Lion King?
Yeah, I didn't get it, y'all.
Oh,
you didn't get it? You didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
What happened?
I made it down to the top 15, and then I was out.
But you got bit by the bug.
Exactly.
So
I got bit by
Served
the bug.
Served a purpose.
Has auditioning gotten easier since then, or is it still a brutal process?
Auditioning is an art of its own. It's totally different from getting the part. You know what I mean? Like, you could be cool on the set, but, you know, the audition process may not have been well. Like, I was a great auditioner when I was a kid, and then I started doing television, and when I did television, it got me out of the act. auditioning like type of way. So you have to get back into it. Like when I stopped doing True Jackson VP, which was a show I did for Nickelodeon, I had to get back into auditioning and like understanding what that process was like. Now I'm good again.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't know the difference because I've never gotten past the audition point.
You've never made it past that.
Doggone it.
How was the Scream Queens thing?
Now that one was different because I didn't do any auditioning for that one.
They just knew they wanted you.
They knew they wanted me. And that was kind of how it was for all of us on the show. I think Ryan is really awesome with like with the show. I feel like it's very much so a generational spoof if we were in the old 80s Halloween flicks. You know, like old, you know, horror movie type vibes. So I think he really wanted to get people that the generation maybe related to. You know, like Emma was also doing Nickelodeon when we were kids and Abigail Breslin, Little Miss Sunshine. So I think he had a pretty clear idea of like who he wanted for the cast to get across what he wanted for the show.
Were you freaked out when they killed Ariana Grande all quick?
You know, but it was funny because it was kind of like how they're doing spoofs. Like, like it was like how they do in actual horror movies. If they get somebody like that, they always try to kill them off first.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really funny.
Well, the worst
Not
one
to
that got
say
me.
It was funny she died. But
the worst one that got me was the lawnmower. I was just like, that was horrific. Oh,
isn't that crazy?
That was horrible.
I don't know how he does this stuff without, like how he can do it so fearlessly. I guess that's why he's Ryan Murphy.
Yeah,
and did you know at the beginning
mind.
You were going to survive? Did you?
I
tell you up front?
And that's why I was so afraid because I was just like, I don't know. We really didn't know what we were signing ourselves up to because he's so secretive about everything on our show. So all I knew was that he wanted me on the show. We met and he gave me kind of an idea. He was like, you know, I want you to be somebody that's going head to head with Emma character.
Sure.
And I'm like, all right, you know what I mean? I didn't know really what that meant, what I'm going head to head with her for, but I just knew it was a sorority type situation and that my character was going to be very strong willed.
Well, typically if you're a black person, if you're not the first person to go like on The Bachelor,
right.
You're going to make it. You're gonna make it like
well, for a scary type situation, a scary show, scary movie. Kiki, you made it.
This
is our generation's version. So
does that mean you're gonna be coming back? Because I know.
Yes.
Yeah, you're gonna be coming back on the next one. Or are you gonna be a? So what is it?
It's not medical students. It's like I don't know what it is about. Like I know that it's like that he's mentioned that it's gonna be a medical type situation, and it is gonna be the same characters.
Yeah.
So it isn't like you know an anthology like American Horror Stories.
Yeah.
It's the same storyline, but except we're in a totally new place, and it's almost as if they're following, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis's film Halloween. Because remember in the first one they were in school, and then the second one they were in.
Those are my favorite hospital. Scary movies.
So it's
by
almost
the way.
Like they're following that a little bit, but not really.
Well, JC's boyfriend knows that he's going to be a plastic
surgeon. Hold on one second. Ooh. Rephrase this.
I'm sorry.
Because Kiki's going to get all freaked out.
See, JC was such a super fan. He actually befriended
Glenn.
Chad.
Yes.
I knew it. Now, Glenn Powell is the coolest. I'm trying to tell you, we all love him.
No, they've become friends.
He invited me to a cabin.
He's been to the ranch.
Like,
he has a crazy ranch with a lot of animals.
He didn't invite me to the cabin.
He's like, I've never been. He invited us to come drive down with him when we were in New Orleans, but I couldn't go that time.
Yo, I thought he was going to like murder me or something.
He's the coolest dude.
He is really cool.
I love Glenn. Shout outs to Glenn.
Was he a kiss butt to try not to get killed off?
No, he wasn't. He actually was the opposite. He was like dying to get killed. We're like, Glenn, why? He's like, I want to just go and do some stuff. He's like, I want to die and come back. Bye, Glenn.
And now he's coming back for season two of Scream Queens. We got Kiki Palmer in studio with us. You got acting so young. Do you still keep in touch with some of your like childhood friends or are all your friends in the business?
I do. The funny thing is actually in the Enemies video, the guy that's playing my leading man, we've been knowing each other since we were kids, acting since we were kids. We actually did the long shots together with Ice Cube when we were children. And same thing with Debbie from Jesse.
Yeah.
She also was in long shots with me, too, and we're still great friends.
Oh, you need to call Debbie and check on her.
What?
She got arrested for DUI.
Yeah.
What?
Well, unfortunately.
That's some normal stuff. I mean, not to say that's normal.
it's life.
I thought you was going to say something real crazy. No. I said, my girl, but okay.
Yeah, you
girl.
Need to check on
Uber. Yeah. Uber.
We live and we learn from our mistakes.
Doggone it.
Yeah. I Uber, and I'm not even famous.
Yeah, my dad told me, he's like, Kiki, I don't care what goes on. When you seeing these girls out here, because it was like right around the time Paris Hilton was getting a lot of DUIs.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, Kiki, you better call you a service. A limo service.
I don't get
right. Just call you
You see all these people come out of the club in L.A., and they're celebrities, and they come out of a club where you've clearly been partying, and they get into rides with photographers all over the place.
Yeah, just get out the bag. You got to get your whole thing set up. You know what I mean?
You got to have a system.
You got to have a system. It's okay to go out and have a good time. You just got to make sure you're doing that in style, smooth.
Yeah. It's like, I know you want to show off the car you got, but it's all
right,
good.
Right.
That's the thing.
Or have somebody that drives just at night if you're that type of a baller.
Right.
I used to have a really nice car, and I had a guy that I just paid him like $10 or $12 an hour.
You see what I'm saying?
And he drove me around. Then he got repoed, but I still tried to keep him on the clock as much as possible.
That's right.
You had a system, though. That's what I like.
I had a system.
That's what I like.
We saw the Snapchat with John Stamos. Were you singing Forever?
Oh, if every word I say
isn't that the best song?
Could make you smile, I'd talk forever. When I tell you, I grew up with that show. Most people did, I imagine.
People our age did, yeah.
Full House is that show for me. And have you been watching the new one on Netflix every now and then?
No, I haven't been. I've been doing more of the chill than the Netflix.
They're sitting there waiting for you. But they're sitting there waiting for you. See, my daughter is a new generation Full House fan.
Yes.
Because they're on every night on
Netflix. Don't you love that it continues?
Yeah. I love it.
My sister loves that show. And I'm just like, girl, you weren't even almost thought of when the show was on. It's so funny. Like, same thing with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right? Like,
right.
It comes on Nick at Night.
Right after Full House.
They love it. I love that we could relate on that, you know.
And you can't stop watching them. Now, when you're in the biz and you see John Stamos and he's going to come back with another season of Fuller House, can you be like, hey,
write me in.
I like the show. Put me on.
He said that, actually. He was like, you should come on there.
Yeah.
I'll call him. I was like, please. Please let me be a boy.
Please let Kiki be the love child.
Please let me be the older version of Jurnee Smollett. You remember Jurnee Smollett was on there when she was a kid?
Yes.
Let me come on there and be Big Jurnee. It's me, y'all, back again.
Now, when you auditioned for Cinderella, did they know they wanted a black Cinderella? Or
they did not.
They had. So you're in a room full of white people, I'm assuming.
Pretty much. And they were just like, you know, and auditioning like they would for anything.
Right.
And I didn't think, I mean, when I heard about the audition myself, it did come into my mind. But I think because I had seen Brandy do it as a kid,
okay.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it hadn't happened already on Broadway. I just okay, well.
Brandy
cool,
did it.
You know, Brandy did it right. Yeah. Cool, I'm auditioning for this. Let's see it. I don't know. If anything, it wasn't the black thing that I was thinking about as much as if I'm ready for Broadway. Mm-hmm. I was more so intimidated by that than I was by necessarily the color of my skin. I was intimidated if I could actually handle what it takes to be a Broadway actor.
Because it's every night you got to go there live and you can't mess
up. Every night you got to be good. It's like the Olympics or something.
Right.
You know, the way in which you have to work, what you have to learn.
It's like the actors arena.
It was something that I wasn't sure I could handle. But, you know, you take it one step at a time. I was glad that they believed in me. Their belief in me and then my mother's belief in me, it all turned into my belief in
it. Did you black it up a little bit? You know,
get you some, Prince.
Well, we do need to talk about Kiki's single.
Yes,
that's
we do.
Really, we all love right. talking to you. We talk all day. Yes. This is about the music this time.
Yes.
So you hit up Jeremiah?
I hit up Jeremiah. You know, we both from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
So I had social from Chicago love.
So you hit up Jeremiah and you're like, hey, I want to do a song with you. Is your mom like, no, Kiki, because he did that birthday sex?
No, birthday sex is a hot joint.
It is.
My mom, she loves music. I don't know if she's ever mentioned birthday sex, but I imagine she'd like that song.
Yeah.
she pretty cool with that.
I bet she's mentioned it a time.
Yeah, a couple of times. Well, the name of the song is Enemies with Kiki Palmer.
Enemies with a Z.
With a Z and Jeremiah. Make sure you catch her on Scream Queens 2. They're going to start filming soon, right?
Or yep, in August.
In August.
Wow.
And what else you got coming up, Kiki?
I've got a movie that I'm filming right now called Pimp.
Uh-huh. Pimp?
Yeah, it's called Pimp.
What are you playing?
I'm playing a pimp.
You're the pimp.
You're the pimp.
Yeah, I'm a pimp.
Pimp.
I'm actually starting to film in May. And pretty much the film is about this young woman named Wednesday who grew up with the father being a pimp and her mother being a prostitute.
Hump day.
And she ends up, she grows up like with this girl across, you know, the corner from her, like, and they help each other out and they end up growing up and becoming lovers. And
whoa.
So it's really a love story with the backdrop of my character, Wednesday, trying to use the pimp industry to get her and her girlfriend out of the hood.
Wow.
Is it
a true story?
It's a collection of stories.
I'm sure.
It's actually loosely written off a young lady that my director met that moved away to Atlanta. Like, similar story. Like, she was working in the pimp industry, and then she ended up changing her life and actually did move away to Atlanta and start anew.
There's a
well,
pimp
if you need some
industry?
Extras, Al, yeah. You'd be
he
good
said there's
pimp.
A pimp industry.
Oh, so
pimp
industry.
Yeah, you'd be a good pimp, Al.
I'd
you
be
could
an
do that.
Excellent pimp.
You could nail that audition.
I would put Bishop Don Juan to shame.
Bishop Don Juan, I met him.
That's like the pimp of all pimps.
Yeah, he is the pimp of all pimps.
Yeah, he's got a chalice in each hand.
Follow Kiki on Twitter and Instagram. It's Kiki Palmer, at Kiki
yes,
Palmer.
Yes, yes,
and Snap is Keek the Sneak.
KeekThaSneak.
Kiki Palmer, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
You are awesome.
As are you.
Thank you.
As are you,
so
JC.
I love Kiki.
This. I know.
Yay, Kiki.
Yay, Kiki.
You guys are awesome.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're less than 10 minutes away from playing Beat the Bank again.
Yeah.
Our girl Laura won $590 during her turn. Bailed out at the last second. Because it was a max of $640. The very next one was 6:40, and then it closed. Well played by her.
Good for her.
We'll get you to call in here shortly. But right now, it's time for... Little Tinder Tuesday action. We've had some success here with Tinder.
Kelly, did you just say you met your boyfriend on Tinder or no?
I met him on Bumble.
Bumble. Okay.
One of those. Well, you know, it's the app world. No, is what we're talking about here. Got a text message here from a Kid Nation member. I'd like to read it to you guys. I just wanted to take a second to give a shout out to the Kid crew for hosting the Tinder Tuesday bit.
Okay.
I'm from a small town, and the only place to really meet women is the bar or church. And I don't drink that often, and I work Sundays, so I downloaded Tinder.
Yeah.
And here I am, a few days later, and I'm going on a second date.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's nothing better than being able to sit in the comfort of your own home in your dirty sweatpants, eating food, doing whatever you want, looking all gross, and be swiping around on people you might go out with.
So we have...
People used to be embarrassed, people, but the way life is now... I don't understand how else you can do it.
Do what you got to do.
I don't want to go to the bar.
We're talking about it. Our paths would have never crossed. Would have never crossed.
Right.
If it hadn't have been for Bumble with us.
Exactly. Maybe like on the freeway driving by, but never where you can talk to them. You know?
We don't run the same circles. Find love without leaving your house.
Oh, that's the best. We have him on the phone actually right now. If you guys want to talk to Cody from Montana, on the phone.
Cody. Cool.
What's up, Cody?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, my
man? How's Montana? I've always wanted to go to Montana.
It's very wide open.
Okay. Yeah. Are you in Big Sky?
What's that?
You in Big Sky, Bozeman?
No. I live on the eastern edge, right in the oil patch area.
Yeah. Okay. You're in a small town. The guys outnumber the girls in your town, right?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. The oil boom hit, and there is probably 3 guys to every woman here.
Wow. I mean,
boy.
3 guys.
The crime rate went up. You don't dare to go to a bar unless you want somebody to try to fight you.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So when did you get on Tinder?
You know, I've been listening to the show probably for 2.5 years, and I hear Kelly and Jenna talk about it, you know, quite a bit during the Tinder Tuesday bit, and I decided, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
And I downloaded the app. And I never really thought of anything of it, never logged in, didn't really do anything with it. And then one day I was like, you know, let's give it a try.
Sure.
And opened up the app, logged in, and maybe 15 minutes into it.
Boom.
I matched with this girl. And she's from my hometown.
Perfect.
Never met her before?
What's that?
You had never met her before or come across her?
Actually, we went to school together.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you wouldn't have seen her again.
I never knew her. Like, I never talked to her in school.
Wow.
She was just there for 1 year, and voila. And we match on Tinder, and
she speaks
French.
We
go on a date.
And here's what
she
he did.
She speaks French.
And here's what he did. Kelly, you would appreciate this because you asked her for, you didn't want to keep talking on the app. You said, let me get your number.
Yes.
No, it's such a pain because sometimes the Tinder app will let you know when somebody messages you, and sometimes it'll, like, the notification will just go away. Then I feel rude because I'm messaging them, like, a day later.
Right.
Trying to carry on the same conversation.
No, you did the right thing. Get the number and call the girl and actually listen to her voice.
Take it off Tinder, man.
Yeah. What was the first date, Cody? What'd you guys do?
Well, okay, so she's obviously, like, super, super shy.
Yeah.
So I decided to... I don't know. I want to take her somewhere social. So instead of just doing like a sit-down date and putting all the pressure on her to try to talk to her, I was like, let's go bowling.
Yeah.
There you go. An activity. Smart.
Uh-huh. Cool.
And she's super, super shy about that still. So she's like, well, can I bring a friend?
Perfect.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, I'm not going to deny you a friend. Like, I'm not going to be that guy.
Well, safety issue too. You know, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about how bad the crime is in
your city. Exactly. So you double date.
So that's what happened. It turned into a double date. She brought her boyfriend, and then she went, and then we were just double dated, you know, with this other couple. And it wound up the other couple left a couple hours into it, and then me and her just sat there, and it was just us for like 2 hours just talking.
And how was it?
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Nonstop. That's good.
Nonstop talking.
That's good.
And then we just started talking, and just wound up. Coming into, let's go on a second date, and it's it's working.
It's blossoming, JC.
I'm honestly impressed.
Cody, that's so cool.
It's blossoming.
Very cool.
That's
Where's
so
the blossoming
cool.
sound effect?
Oh.
That's sort of the same as the magic, but it's okay.
That's my favorite blossoming. Sound right now, so I wanted to use
We need to find a perfect blossoming sound effect.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, Cody, what did you do with all your other matches?
Honestly, it... There's not a lot of people up here.
Wow.
But it's all good. You got a second date out of it. You're gonna go on it. Cody. I know you're a gentleman. You probably don't kiss and tell, but was there a kiss on the first date?
Oh yeah.
You don't have to answer. You don't have to answer.
I mean if we're gonna go yeah.
What do you have what are you doing for the second date?
What's that?
What's the second date gonna entail?
It was going to be something simple, like, you know, go get ice cream, go for a walk, but it looks like it's going to have to be dinner because it's really muddy and I don't feel like telling her that she's going to get her feet wet.
There you go.
Well played, sir. Yeah. Well played.
Yeah, okay. Well,
keep us posted.
Congratulations,
Cody. I love it. You took a risk, Cody, and I'm so happy it worked out. I mean, you know, you never know where it's going to go.
The girls on the show, you guys were talking about Tinder, and Cody would have never gotten on it if it weren't for you guys.
It took him 2 years to finally listen to
us. Well, you know, we're guys. We're stubborn. Cody,
well,
congratulations,
I'm happy for
man.
You, Cody. Thanks for letting
Way
us know.
Way to go, man. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, man. Good luck on that second date, and hopefully, like Kelly says, it continues to blossom.
Uh-huh. I mean, and sometimes you get on there, and
Bye, Cody. I
was there, too. I mean, it's like, God, there's nobody. You go through, literally, I've gone through it so many times. You have run out of matches. You have run out of potential. So it's like, wow, I've really exhausted everybody. But
it's a
visual thing, and it's like an instant snap judgment thing. But you got to give it another try.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe today somebody will sign up. Yeah. Like, you know what? I've been listening. I haven't
maybe
done
you've been
it
thinking about it. Yeah, go ahead. When you get to work, you're not going to do anything for the first 30 minutes anyway. Go ahead and sign up for Tinder, Bumble, one of those little dating
apps. I want everybody to be in love.
We got
everybody to be happy.
We got a lot of text messages from people that met their boyfriend or girlfriend
so
on there.
Positive.
What are you smiling at, Jenna?
Very positive.
I just matched with someone you know on a dating app, and he's sending me a gift.
He said,
a gift?
Yeah.
See? Like in the mail?
Remember when I was asking to borrow, and you said you didn't have it?
Yeah.
A truck?
Now I get my own.
Your own.
Do you know what I'm talking
bomb?
About?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to play 20 questions.
What'd you say?
A truck or a bong?
I'm just trying to base
it on what... Bong?
Those are your two guesses?
For Jenna?
Well, that's all I know you need.
Trucks and bongs? Oh, my God.
Trucks and bongs.
I thought she said thong. I'm like, truck and bong. No, I'm taking care of things. A book, actually. A book.
A truck?
A bong? No. You don't borrow that, I don't think. What is it?
I'm all set, you guys.
What is it?
A book.
Oh,
you guys are way off.
Jenna's stealing my friend.
I'm stealing him.
Well, you're stealing Alan from
Are you going out with the author?
Kelly.
Yeah. And I'm stealing him.
She's going out with your author?
She's been talking to Pierce behind my back.
By the way, Pierce told me that you didn't tell him I was single and he's upset with you for it.
Well, first of all, I'm mad at Pierce for something that happens in the book. So I'm not talking to him right now.
What's the name of his book?
Red Rising.
Red Rising.
He kills off one of JC's favorite characters, and JC is devastated.
Why don't you talk
to
me before?
Tell me, because I'm just about to...
Well, you don't know which one.
I have to read the series.
You know which one?
Well, there's a lot of characters. There's a lot of characters in the book.
Just side it, step and talk to him. I need to read the book.
So I happen to get attached to it.
Let me get this right. Yeah. Kelly finds a guy.
Right.
Goes out. She's happy. She's positive. She's doing all this stuff.
I'm positive Kelly. Yeah. I'm going to get a t-shirt. Kelly.
He befriends JC or JC befriends him anyway.
And they're learning. And he's teaching
JC magic. So the point is, Al, it's fine.
We were texting last night.
And you have a friend, Piers.
Uh-huh.
And now,
Pierce, what is his name?
Brown. Pierce Brown.
Brown. I almost said Brown. Pierce. And now Jenna is hooking up with your friend.
Well, they're talking.
We've not done that. We've not done that yet, but thank you.
With me.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying. It's such a small, tight,
very incestuous.
But JC, though, the point of this story is JC's selfish. He wants everyone's significant others to be his buddy, but he's not willing to share.
Well, when Pierce asked me if you were single, that was when you're still on the... Iffies with the sort of kinda.
Okay. Mm.
So it was still iffies.
You didn't give him an update.
No, because I'm mad at him.
Oh, God.
You don't want him to be happy.
I'm mad at him
right now. First of all, dudes don't really get mad at dudes. All right, that's a
Read
girl
the
thing.
Book and get attached to these people. And then tell me you don't get mad.
Dudes don't get mad at dudes.
Yeah. He called Jenna. He goes, every time I talk to Pierce, he goes, tell that minx Jenna I say hi.
Awesome.
Minx.
I bet he's a wonder with words.
He's so artsy with his
words.
He's
so artsy. I want him to just write.
I'm like, every time
I want him to just write me things.
When I talk to Pierce, because he's really smart and he uses big words.
He does. I love it.
I got to have my thesaurus out when I'm talking.
It's true. JC's like, John, what does this mean?
What's this mean?
Yeah, in case anybody's wondering, a minx is a noun.
Yeah.
Okay. Humorous and derogatory. It could be derogatory.
No,
yes.
Nice.
That's what it says here. An impudent, cunning, or boldly flirtatious girl or young woman.
Oh.
You're boldly flirtatious.
A cheeky, flirtatious, mischievous girl.
She's cheeky. Her butt's always be hanging out.
Minx.
The shorts.
I'll take it. I love it.
Example, she's a saucy little minx.
or it's two mink coats. My minx.
Oh, my God.
Not in this situation.
I have to go to the cleaners today to pick up my minx.
No.
I think that music means it's time to play Beat El Banco.
Yes, sir. Shout out, by the way. Well played.
Thank you.
If you would like to get inside the bank vault and possibly win up to $1,000, we would like for you to call the show at 800-KID-LIVE right now.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna the Friend Stealer, what number would you like?
Oh, I'd like 23.
Caller number 23. Is that Pierce's favorite number?
I don't know yet.
Caller number 23, you get to play Beat the Bank. We'll do so next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's JC.
Well, his face is nice. He's got good skin going on. Want to keep that up.
Jenna.
I feel so clean.
Big Al Mac.
I can read, mama.
And Kelly Raspberry.
I'm hot, blonde, 120s.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Let's get your money for you or your boo. Come get this thousand next week. Get to Beat the Bang.
Hi.
Beat the Bang.
Good callback, Big Al.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you missed the big announcement earlier on, next week we're doubling it.
That's
you
right.
can win up to $2,000 beginning on Monday.
Holy smokes. $2,000.
That's a lot of money.
Woo!
A lot of money. We haven't told the boss yet. He's out of town.
Good.
Yeah. Maybe he won't notice.
Right.
Maybe he won't know what's happening. Let's meet our contestant. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing awesome. Are you afraid to let Big Al Mac know what you do?
No.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
All right.
How did you feel about Big Al's comments from last week?
I don't take it to heart. I still like Big Al.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Amanda.
We're all friends here, right, Amanda?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I'm hiring if you need a job.
Yeah.
Okay?
She has one.
Mm-hmm. She has one. You have one or two or three? How many?
I have three.
Three?
Ooh. My goodness.
How old are your kids, Amanda?
I have an 11-year-old. I have an 8-year-old and I have a 3-year-old.
Whoopsie.
Or maybe they just wanted another one. They missed the baby stages.
I want another one.
You want another one, Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't have another one.
Well, you never know.
No. Yeah. No.
You got any eggs left?
Alan, no. Alan is a magician.
Amanda, I'm sure you could use up to $1,000, right? Those
oh,
three kids. Yeah, right? Big Al, can you tell our stay-at-home mommy how to play Beat the Bank, please?
Sure, Amanda. We're going to lock you in our Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, okay? And you're going to hear the banker just holler out dollar amounts your way. When you hear one that you like, you don't think it's going any further or much farther, you just say stop, and you win that last dollar amount that he said, okay? It's that simple.
All right.
Make sure you say stop. Even if it goes all the way to 1,000, make sure you say stop, okay?
All right.
If it doesn't, then the door closes, you don't get anything.
Yeah.
And then you will have to get a job.
And no, we don't want that.
No.
How's the Big Al Mac meter doing this round? He's feeling it, Amanda. Let's see.
Weird.
A little more than medium well, but not all the way well done. Okay?
All right.
Your descriptions are on point.
Okay.
Let me just say
are
that.
They?
Thank you very much.
I don't know if they are, actually.
You're starting to speak Al.
But I do enjoy them.
You speak Big Al.
All right, Amanda. Let's go inside the bank vault. Let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$130. $200. $240. 320. 390. 450. 570. 580. 740.
7,000. Oh, you guys are stressing me out.
I was gonna say stop, and I didn't.
You did it.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Darn.
I know.
We have applications online too.
Al.
Stop it.
No, we don't. I'm just
playing.
I'm sorry. The door closed on you, Amanda. But good news is, you could still try to win next week when we double it. So there's that.
Okay, I will.
All right, you keep on trying.
Every day.
Good luck.
Sorry.
Good luck, baby.
All right, hopefully we get to talk to you again. Right. Man.
Oh, boy.
That tricky banker.
I kind of felt it.
What did you have down now?
I had 770.
770?
We were all, like, freaking out at that.
Yeah. Started feeling it. Oh, man. Hate to see her lose like that.
Yeah.
All right, like we said, beat the bank. Doubles up. Starting
where
next week.
Where else was that?
So the remainder of the week, we're still playing normal, but next week.
1,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Up to 1,000. Okay. But next week is up to 2,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
You guys, there's a big problem going on at Coachella.
What is it? They ran out of weed?
No. That's going fine, Al. That's going just fine. Coachella post office warns, please don't send your taxes from here.
Oh my gosh, people were sending taxes from the festival.
I was like, that's
very responsible party.
That is.
At least 10 people tried to send it the first day of the festival.
That's awesome.
According to Megan Hampton, she's the postmaster for the past 2 years. She says, I just can't take it. How do they even have their taxes here? I don't even know.
You know, a smart accountant or H&R Block franchisee or whatever would go and just set up a little pop-up office right there.
Always been, yeah.
She says the post office is mostly meant to send merchandise back home or to taunt a friend with a Coachella-branded postcard or send grandma a drunken letter.
Oh, it's a pop-up post office.
Yeah, it's a tiny festival.
Got it.
It's there all year long, though, but she's just like an intercessory for the real post office.
Got it.
That's perfect.
Awesome.
Love it.
And she says the addresses aren't always coherent enough to make it to their destination because they're all drunk when they're writing down the address. And letters and postcards don't have return addresses, so they can get stuck in a postal void if not written out carefully.
Awesome.
So don't do your taxes at Coachella, people, if you're listening.
Gosh, we got another week into this.
I know.
Of Coachella? Oh, it's 2 weekends.
Yeah.
I was telling Kelly, you know what was bugging me when I was looking at pictures of Coachella?
I believe you said, what was it? You'd rather squirt lime juice in your eyes?
Than go to Coachella, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
What? A gallon of lime juice in my eyes than go to Coachella.
A gallon,
I would just pour it on my eyes.
Getting old, JC.
No, I just, even 21-year-old JC didn't want to go to
festival. Lie.
Okay, so I've never been. Jenna, have you been?
I haven't been to Coachella. I've been to all the others, though, like Bonnaroo and Lollapalooza.
I hear the most about Coachella and Burning Man. Are these similar?
Burning Man's totally different.
Okay.
Burning Man is, these music festivals like Coachella are where, you know, 3 days, probably 10 stages, lots of bands, short sets, an hour, hour and a half at most for some of them. Burning Man, I have never been to. It's not really my cup of tea. South by Southwest is different.
Different, okay.
Are they like in a big field?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, just like Austin City Limits and Lollapalooza and Bonnaroo. Those are all the same kind of deal. Yeah, a bunch of stages, a bunch of sponsors, food. There you have activities. Sometimes there's stand-up comedians in tents.
Okay.
And you stay up all night because sometimes there's stuff going until like 3 a.m.
Coachella has turned into who can dress the weirdest.
Agreed.
Like who can be the most eccentric? Like the guy from DNCE?
Mm-hmm.
That guy, I can't even understand what he's wearing.
Well, that's one thing when you're an artist. You can get away with it.
That's like, he's above weird with his wardrobe. You know?
He's going out of his way.
He's going out of his way to just be weird.
Okay.
And that's everybody at Coachella now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It is. I feel like a lot of people go and don't even go watch music. No, that's what's weird
just
to me.
Just go to party, basically.
Yeah.
And did you hear the story of the sorority girl that got in trouble for Tinder?
No.
And honestly, I have her back.
Yeah,
her name is Shannon,
crazy.
Shannon Workman. She's a junior at the University of Nebraska in Omaha. She was removed from her Chi Omega sorority for using a provocative picture as her profile photo.
Why?
She uploaded a picture of herself wearing a bidet shirt that reads, Sweet Home Chi Omega.
A what shirt? Bid day.
Bid day. Like when you're trying to get girls
bid
to
day.
Join.
Bid day. Bid day. Okay, got it. Got it.
Yeah, yeah. Her sorority found the image to be risque and a violation of the human dignity rule, which states that the members are forbidden to post photos of themselves wearing letters on any platform that would bring disrespect to the chapter. Now, it's a picture of her with two of her sorority sisters. They're all wearing the same shirt.
They're upset. They're not upset saying she looks slutty. They're upset because she's wearing their lettering. And you're not supposed to drink or party in your letters as a sorority member.
Oh,
you know, like
I
if
see.
You get photographed uh-huh. out, you know, at a college bar wearing right. your sorority, sometimes, yeah, I mean, you get in trouble for that kind of thing.
Yeah, they had a disciplinary meeting with her. Tinder is considered a hookup app. She also shared a secret recording of her hearing.
Do you see that you have broken the rule on human dignity and your disrespectful human attitude?
Not really, no.
There's no place for personal degradation within the membership of Chi Omega.
No, I think you should have told me to take it down. I would have said yes.
I think they did ask you to take it down.
Yeah, and I did, and then that should have been the end of it.
But the appropriate response could have been and should have been, I'm sorry, I didn't know that was a rule. I will take it down. But instead, we had lots of attacking, lots of back and forth, lots of disrespect. And so ultimately, that is where we're at. We're not talking about Tinder. We're talking about your attitude.
Yes.
We're talking about your disrespect. Mm-hmm.
I was being honest.
Okay, that is okay. And that's great.
And if I'm going to get kicked out for that, then let it be.
At this point, we're going to pursue membership revocation. So what that means is we will take all of the minutes.
Is this a joke?
This is like an episode of Mean Girls or something.
Right, doesn't,
this is like an episode of Mean Girls.
It's like they're piling on top of it. Just, she removed it. Let her be mad. It's okay to be mad at something like that because she feels she did nothing wrong.
The picture is really harmless.
The picture is harmless. They look beautiful in the picture.
She's smiling, standing
she
there.
She looks like a cheerleader. Yeah.
Yeah. So following the whole thing with the sorority, she swore she will never come back to them again. Tinder has reached out to her with a scholarship that will fund her senior year of college.
Wow.
So in the end, she ends up winning.
But wow.
Horrible.
Yeah, that is bad. That's Mean Girls all over.
That is. Jenna, what sorority were you in?
Well, I was only in one for a minute.
For a minute?
I wasn't that a very one? Good sorority member. I didn't like it. I didn't like having to go to chapter meetings all the time. I had a journalism class I wanted to go to. I didn't like that during pledging that I had to stand up and say something positive, then something negative, then something positive. You had to sandwich a negative, and you had to say a negative.
Yeah.
And sometimes we loved a girl, but they would be like, you got to say something positive, then negative, then positive.
Okay, let's
I'm
practice.
Giving away way too many chapter secrets, and I don't even care. I didn't like it. I'd stand up and be like, someone would stand up, or sometimes it'd be very mean, you know, because sometimes girls were like, she slept with my boyfriend in high school. I like her eyelashes.
Say that.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.